And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Police officials say a Montana rail link worker died in its Missoula rail yard when a train collided with another vehicle. Sergeant Travis Welsh says the collision happened at about 7 yesterday morning. A cause of death has not been released pending an investigation. The man's name is being withheld pending family notification. Investigators say he was about 4 years away from retirement. Montana Rail Link President Tom Walsh said in a statement that there are no words that can adequately reflect his sorrow and that of the company's employees. He said grief counselors are available to assist employees. Missoula Police, the Federal Railroad Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board are all investigating that collision. Environmentalists are suing the U.S. Forest Service over the agency's approval of the Montanore mine near Libby. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The lawsuit filed Friday says the government's authorization for the mine in the Cabinet Mountains could drain surrounding waterways and harm a species of trout protected under federal law. Kootenai National Forest Supervisor Chris Savage said Monday he hasn't had a chance to look over the entire lawsuit, and he said he can't comment on pending litigation. But he said the mine's owner, Mines Management, needs more permits from other state and federal agencies before the Forest Service can sign off on a final operations plan.
DEQ and Army Corps of Engineers are the two of the key ones that they still need to get the additional permits from.
If those permits are granted, the Forest Service will then determine if more review is needed under the National Environmental Policy Act. So far, Montana regulators have granted only conditional approval pending more evidence from the mine's backers that it won't drain overlaying creeks. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities say a 5-year-old girl who was abducted by her mother has been found safe in North Dakota. Montana authorities yesterday issued an Amber Alert for Mariposa Halberds, who was previously removed from her mother's custody. That mother, Velia Collins, was granted a weekend visit with the girl but did not return her to state custody. Billings police say the girl and her mother were found in a motel in Bismarck yesterday morning. The girl was taken into protective custody by North Dakota Social Services. Collins was arrested and now faces a charge of custodial interference. A federal judge says the Obama administration brushed over the threat climate change poses for the snow-loving wolverine when it denied protections for the elusive predator, also known as the mountain devil. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen yesterday ordered wildlife officials to act as quickly as possible to protect the species as it becomes vulnerable to a warming planet. Wolverines need deep mountain snows to den in. President Obama says a World War II veteran and Native American historian helped shape a fuller history of America by sharing the stories and culture of his tribe. Obama released a statement yesterday following the death of Joseph Medicine Crow, the last surviving war chief of the Crow tribe in Montana and the first in the tribe to attain a master's degree. Representatives of a man shot and killed after he broke into a Helena home have now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the shooter. The Independent Record reports the suit filed on behalf of the estate of Henry Thomas Johnson seeks damages for claims of negligence, wrongful death, and infliction of emotional distress. A $3 million renovation to the historic Lake McDonald Lodge at Glacier National Park is underway, marking the first overhaul of the building in nearly 30 years. The Daily Interlake reports that Zantara Parks and Resorts is paying for the upgrades and maintenance to the 102-year-old Swiss Chalet-inspired structure. Renovation began in December and is expected to be completed in May. It's the largest renovation Zantara has overseen in the park since taking over the concession contract from Glacier Park Incorporated in 2014. Zantara officials say public areas of the lodge are not set to change much, with most of the work focused on the 82 guest rooms and 13 adjacent cabins. Authorities have identified the Montana woman who died after being struck by a vehicle. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the Cascade County Sheriff's Office says the pedestrian killed near the University of Great Falls campus Wednesday was 65-year-old Kathleen Wilkins of Great Falls. Police say the driver is cooperating with that investigation. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration inspected the Western Sugar Cooperative plant after a 34-year-old worker was found dead inside last October. Billings area OSHA Director Art Hazen says the death of 34-year-old Matthew Boyer triggered that inspection, but no citations directly related to the death were issued. Hazen says Boyer died of asphyxiation but declined to elaborate, citing potential litigation. OSHA inspectors found six serious violations that could potentially injure or kill employees. They also found five repeat violations that the company was previously cited for in 2014. The Denver-based company has 15 working days to contest the citations and proposed fines. 20 years after the arrest of Ted Kaczynski, also known as the Unabomber, some residents in Lincoln remember him as an odd recluse, while at least one says he had a good sense of humor. Kaczynski is serving a life sentence in a Colorado prison for mail bombing spanning 17 years that killed three and then injured 23 nationwide. He was arrested April 3, 1996, in his primitive cabin 75 miles east of Missoula. Kaczynski used to ride his bike to Lincoln's library. Librarian Sherry Wood probably knew him as well as anyone. Wood tells the Missoulian she liked him and thought he was funny. She says she's now glad he'll never be out of prison. Wood says tourists still occasionally come to the library to touch a shelf that Kaczynski touched. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.